Track 4, defining a voice. Before you define how a voice sounds, you must first select a voice that you wish to define. If you have not done this, please listen to track 2, called Voices, and select a voice to define. If you have already done this, make sure your cursor is to the right of the right bracket, and you have at least one space after it. Defining a voice simply means that you change how a voice sounds. To start defining a voice, you once again need a left bracket and a right bracket, and put the cursor in between the left and right brackets. Now, put in a colon to let DeckTalk know that you want its attention. Next, put in the letters DV, which stands for Define Voice. Now, put in a space. This tells DeckTalk that the following commands will be to define the voice which you have selected. You will only need to have colon DV at the start of the string that defines the voice. A string can have up to 256 characters in between the left and right brackets. If you ever think you are reaching 256 characters when programming a song, simply put in a period outside of the right bracket, put in a space, then put in a left and right bracket, put your cursor in between the brackets, and continue programming. If you are using a communication device and you wish to check how a voice is sounding, put your cursor to the right of the right bracket at the end of the string, put in a space, then type a word or a sentence to check the voice. Then, use speak sentence to check how the voice is sounding. If you are using DeckTalk on a computer, simply go to the right of the right bracket at the end of the string, put in a space, type in a word or sentence to test the voice with, then have DeckTalk speak. The things you can change are the average pitch, the assertiveness, the breathiness, the head size, and the pitch range. You can choose to define just one of these options, or you can change all of them. Other voice definitions may be found in your own DeckTalk manual. Each voice definition has a set range in which you can work with. For example, the pitch range can be set between 50 and 350. However, these settings all vary depending on which voice you are defining and what other options you are also trying to define. Now, let's go over each setting and the ranges. The average pitch, abbreviated AP, has a range between 50 and 350. The average pitch simply is the pitch that DeckTalk will kind of stay around. So, type in the letters AP followed by a space. Then, put in a number between 50 and 350. For example, if this voice had an average pitch of 50, it would sound like this. It will still hit high notes when singing, and it still has variations when speaking. Now if we bring the average pitch up to 350,
it will sound like this. This has no effect in the high and low notes when singing, it just sets the average pitch in the voice.
If you would like to keep the average pitch setting that you have selected in this string during this demonstration, simply put a space after the number that you have assigned for the average pitch. If you would like to delete what you have put in for the average pitch, simply delete the number and the AP. Do not delete the colon, DV, or the space. Next, let's talk about the pitch range, which is abbreviated PR. You can put in PR inside the string, followed by a space. You can then put in a value for the pitch range. The pitch range can be between 0 and 250. This setting has to do with the inflection in a voice. For example, if we put the pitch range at 0, it will sound like this. It says everything in one tone when speaking. In singing, it makes the notes kind of flat. And if we put the pitch range at 250, it sounds like this. When speaking, the voice has more of a range to it. And when singing, the notes kind of slide together more. After you have experimented with the pitch range, you can either keep it and put in a space after the number, or you can delete the number you have entered and the PR. Now, let's talk about assertiveness, abbreviation AS. So you can enter AS followed by a space. Then, enter a setting for the assertiveness. This setting can be between 0 and 100. If we set the assertiveness at 0, it says things with a little less force. For example, I need help. Now let's set the assertiveness at 100, and it sounds like this. I need help. And if you didn't hear the difference, it's hard to hear with some voices and settings. You can play around with the assertiveness and see what you get. And if you want to keep what you put for the assertiveness, simply put in a space after the number. If you would like to delete it, delete the value you have entered for the assertiveness and the AS. Next is the breathiness, which is abbreviation, BR. You can enter BR followed by a space. You can then enter a value number for the breathiness. The range for the breathiness is between 0 and 72. The breathiness kind of puts breath into the voice. Let's start by putting the breathiness at 72. This is how it sounds with breath. And when we put the breath at 0, it sounds like this. And once again, this is with the breathiness at 72, and this is with it at 0. You can either keep the breathiness in the string for this demonstration, or you can delete the value you have entered for the breathiness and the BR. And last but not least, the head size, abbreviations, HS. You can put in HS followed by a space, then a value number for the head size. Warning! The head size is most likely to cause feedback. This will not damage dead talk, but it might damage your eardrums. The settings for the head size range from 65 to 145. With the voice that you are now listening to, if it is set at 65, it will give off a noise that is similar to feedback. So you will hear the head size at setting 90. This is what it sounds like at 90. And if this is set at 145 with this voice, it will make a feedback sound. So here is the head size at 125.
This is what it sounds like at 125.
So you can explore with the head size, and it will give feedback if Deck Talk does not like the value you have entered for the head size. So be expecting some very strange noises as you play around with the head size. This is the end of this lesson track.